second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231 tonight. You can join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. Shrine.freetalklive.com is the place to go for that. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. It is Ian here with you. And Luther.
And Luther.
Here.
And Mark.
And Mark. So 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls about what you want. Coming up, extremists have sent letters to governors. Extremists sending letters. We'll find out exactly what they had to say here in a little bit. But first, your calls. Kurt is in Michigan on the amp lines. Hello, Kurt.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
What's on your mind tonight, Kurt?
Well, you know, since coming to the Liberty realization, I read the newspaper and watch TV shows much more differently.
Yes.
Than I used to.
It ruined it, didn't it?
It totally ruined 24 for me because I realized what a brutish thug Jack is and what a criminal he is, and he should be putting himself in jail.
Yep.
As suspenseful as that show is, but anyway.
Agreed.
I came across something in my local newspaper, the Detroit Free Press. It was just a little blurb down the side of the page. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, I mean, you can't not be of a liberty mindset and still miss this. You know, it's just amazing. The little headline they had there was, "Police to ticket their way out of budget woes." this is only like three lines long, so... I'd like to warn anybody in the Metro Detroit area to stay out of Ferndale and to call the businesses in Ferndale and let them know why you're staying out of Ferndale. Because it says that Ferndale Police Chief Michael Kitchen unveiled a budget strategy this week to increase police revenues and avoid the deep staff cuts city officials proposed for the 2010-11 year. "We'll write lots more tickets," quote, Kitchen said Tuesday as part of a plan to revive a truck patrol unit, increase traffic enforcement, and use some drug forfeiture funds.
Yeah, the hell with actually cutting back on the size of the state. We'll just jack more money from people.
But they're not even hiding it anymore. They're not even having a pretense of hiding it.
Right. This is the first time I've heard them come out like this and just say plainly, you know, "Hey, we're just going to take more money from you so that we can have more toys."
Now, I mentioned this to one of my coworkers, and she was kind of in favor of it. And what she said is, "You can't swing a cat down in Ferndale without hitting somebody who's running a speeding or running a yellow light." And I've had to bite my tongue to not let her know that she would probably be ticketed for swinging that cat.
You know, they're going to find out over time that, you know, it stinks. It stinks to have cops doing this, and this is how they...
How long does it take? I mean, we're talking about Detroit. I mean, it's one of the most just dismal places as far as economically, and it's because of the size of the state and the intrusiveness of the state there. I mean, it's a state out of control, and sure enough, people are getting the hell out. The houses are selling for a dollar. I mean, it's just awful.
Not in Ferndale.
Yeah, Ferndale actually borders Detroit, and it actually has some pretty decent property values for what it is, for the size.
Oh, so then the Ferndale police are then certain that they'll be able to actually extract money from people. So if there's middle class people there, they're more likely to get paid then, basically. They're going to target those folks.
But Detroit is very strange, you know, different from other metropolitan areas. The further away you get from downtown, the more property comes worth, as opposed to, you know, most areas where the closer you get to downtown, the more property is worth.
That does sort of happen.
Just depends. It depends on what's downtown, I suppose. I mean, there was where we come from, Mark and I, in Sarasota, there's a state road or a U.S. road that divides the west side of the kind of the ocean area where there's multi-million-dollar mansions, and then you cross the other side and you're in, you know, crap town, basically, with just absolute junk places to live. So
we have that here between Detroit and Grosse Pointe. I call it the largest social wall in the world. And you go one block from $3,000 houses to $3 million mansions, literally in one block.
Yep, I believe it. So what else did you want to share tonight, Kurt?
Well, you know, I'm always calling up and pimping the AMP program, and as much as I do want to, you know, let people know that, hey, to get this word out, we need to get more money into the AMP program. But I also want to talk about the CD Evolution program. I've been giving to them on a monthly basis as well for the last year.
Thank you for that.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Every time I send out a check to you or a money order to you guys, I send out a money order to them as well.
That's the CD Evolution Fund. For our listeners that don't know, it is a fund that has been set up to support people who are doing civil disobedience, specifically here in New Hampshire, because we just need to keep it focused. There just aren't a lot of, you know, we don't have a whole lot of contributors at this point in time. So we're focusing on New Hampshire. That's where the activism is. That's where the noteworthy amounts of civil disobedience and such are going on. And the fund is based out of there. So that's why we're focusing on it. But if you've heard about the civil disobedience on this program and you like what you hear and you want to help these folks out, but you aren't in the area to where you can show up to a court trial or something like that, CD Evolution Fund is a great way for people around the world. Anybody with access to a PayPal account, basically, at this point, can help us out. Or as you say, you're even cutting checks, so that's great too. And we recently spent $3,000 to get Sovereign Curtis out of jail when he was arrested for marijuana possession, and there are continued costs that will be involved with helping him in court and things like that. So right now there's actually a chip-in up on the front page at cdevolution.org that people can go and throw into if they want to help out.
The tagline I'd like to add is, because I don't have the balls to sit in jail, I'll fund those who do.
Hey, there's a role for everybody. Not everybody can sit in jail, whether you have balls or not.
Right. Like, I could not spend a couple days in jail. You know, I would get fired, I would lose my job, I would lose my apartment, I would lose my car, I would lose everything.
But that's what the CD Evolution Fund is for. You know, I would hope that we get it built up enough that for those who do have the guts to sit in jail, that their rent does get paid.
Yes,
that their
car
note does get paid and their cat does get fed. And that's why I give, because I want, you know, people not to have to have, you know, to spend their retirement fund sitting in jail for a principle that's gonna enrich all of our lives. Yeah. I'm willing to you know, kick in, you know, $25 a month for that. Yeah. That's worth it to me.
Coming back to what Ian was saying about how, you know, there's a role for everybody, you know, and it is really starting to everybody's, you know, having no problem really finding their niche once they get up here, it seems, you know. Falling into a role that they're comfortable with, just, you know, doing their own little part, and everybody's doing a different little part. Everybody has their own view of how they want the Free State Project to be, and hopefully they're going to work towards what they want, and it will just be good.
Kurt, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you, and will we see you at Porkfest?
Oh, absolutely. I'm even bringing my PA up there to run sound for the band.
All right, cool.
Oh, that's you. Okay.
Right on. See you there, man. All right. By the way, porkfest.com, you can learn more, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. I presume they put the dates up there. They were announced last year, so it's not too early. You can go and get yourself a campsite. Come on up. I believe on the Facebook profile for the Facebook fan page for Porkfest of 2010, there are already over 400 people that have said they will be attending. So
Porkfest is such awesomeness. I mean, when New Hampshire's weather is really at its finest in June.
They could have had it this weekend. It's amazing right now.
Yeah, it's great.
Except for last Porkfest, you know, weather definitely wasn't at its finest.
No, I can't really. Oh, there was some rain, right?
Some. There was a downpour for like days.
Yeah, well, that's a shame for you guys to sleep in tents.
I'm going to be in a tent this year.
Sleep in a tent.
It was, you know, the tents are where the action is. If you want to do the partying, it's really great for that. I have a family, and we will be in the hotel. And there's a hotel there.
Camping
there's
can be fun for families.
There's RV smart. Section there, the camper section there. There's the for the tents.
Yeah,
there's
whatever
cottages. Osborne has his own cottage he's putting
right.
in.
Oh, really?
Cool.
There's a motel there, right?
Yeah, that's right. There's a motel.
Yeah, I imagine those go pretty quick, though.
Don't go to Osborne's cottage if you want to sleep. So
that's
where all the partying is going to be all the time, I'm sure.
It's a great event where liberty-minded people get together. They hang out. Officially, it happens over a weekend, but it really starts several days in advance of the official date. And people just, you know, enjoying a camping excursion with one another and talking about freedom and whatever else comes across their minds. There were bands last year, and there will be again. All kinds of activities. People go out shooting. They go hiking up the mountain. I mean, it's a great way to begin building some bonds with people who, if you're going to be part of the Free State Project or considering to be a part of the Free State Project, it's something you don't want to miss. More coming up here. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Extremist letters. We'll talk about it coming up. Free Talk Live.
Getting a mortgage without a down payment or just refinancing your home can be tough right now. But if you've served in the U.S. Armed Forces, Reserves, or National Guard, it doesn't have to be. I'm Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct. After serving in Operation Iraqi Freedom, I now help other vets get their financial needs met. Our team of professionals understands the special benefits under the law for veterans. We have over 20 years of VA home mortgage experience, including refis to VA loans at lower rates.
On your feet!
If you're a veteran in need of a mortgage or interested in a refi for cash out or lower payments, call 888-900-VA-LOAN now or go online to varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN, varadio.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam with a chat room attached. You can actually chat and watch and listen all at the same time over at cam.freetalklive.com. And it's totally free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing what I consider to be some pretty basic features that every talk show should have. And it should be free, darn it, so ours is. So head over to cam.freetalklive.com and enjoy for free. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com
instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines. And unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. So we continue here. We will take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. You know, I said I wanted to talk a little bit more about the idea of creating an alternative society because you were making fun of me for it, Mark, earlier, kind of insinuating that it was a little crazy. And
I'm not saying it's crazy. I'm just saying that to some extent it is. It's crazy in the sense that it deviates, pretty firmly from what is the norm. But I don't think that it's crazy in the sense that you are mentally ill, in the most extreme ways. but I do think that it, it should be interesting to watch from the outside.
Absolutely. And it's, I think it's something that needs to be done because the government people insist that you're part of their society. If you talk to them enough about how, you talk to them about freedom issues, they'll say, well, you're part of our society. It's the way things are. This is how society is. You know, they'll just kind of pawn off their violence on, well, this is our society. This is
right.
The system.
You moved here, right?
Right.
Right.
Either you moved here or you stayed here. Those are the answers. We fought and killed the people that had this society before, and we forced everybody at that point 200 and something years ago into dealing with it. And the ones that didn't die from diseases came along. And this is how things work now. And if you don't like it, I guess you'll have to get killed too.
Exactly. That, of course, is the unspoken thing. They won't say that that part out loud, but we know that violence backs up their system, even though their society's own documents, their Constitution, Declaration of Independence, that sort of thing, they make it clear that its society is based in consent, that their state, which is a society, is based in consent. And society, it's not a society if it's not based in consent. And it doesn't matter. They don't care about whether or not you consent. But there's still, I think, something to be said for the idea of actually creating your own society that is separate from the government society. And there are other societies out there, the Society of Engineers, the Society of, Forestry People. What, there are all kinds of different kind of industrial societies that people can belong to, clubs, basically, for people that are within
Society of Friends.
There's this, exactly, the Quakers. So there are already other societies. It's just that this one will be a society for people to join as a withdrawal, as a statement of withdrawal from the governmental society. That way, if they say, well, it's part of this system, you can say, well, no, it's part of your system. I'm not part of your society. I'm part of the Shire Society. That's what.
Now didn't somebody try that? I think Sam showed me a video of a gentleman in courtroom. I forget if it was up in Canada or what, and he was arguing. He just kept arguing that the judge didn't have jurisdiction. It's actually a really humorous video because, he'll sit down, and he'll, just act like very nonchalant about the whole thing. And obviously the judge is, steaming. And
I don't know if I've seen that one.
Well, they tried to press a public defender upon him, and whenever the public defender would say something like, "Oh, it is our position that blah 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 blah," he would object,
right.
to his own defense. This gentleman does not represent me. He is not a member of my society. Very funny video. If I can find it, I guess I'll post it.
Yeah, please do. It sounds similar to something I think I've seen, but there are a number of court videos I've seen where people are just, not letting the judge have what they're looking for. So I think the idea is basically to, and I use the term aping, Mark, and to ape what they went through to start their club, to start their society, which is now, the United States or the state of New Hampshire, the state of whatever, you fill in the blank. Wherever you, whatever geographic area you find yourself in. The idea was not to ape their system in that, to create an exact copy of their violent system. The idea was to ape it in the initiation portion. Like, okay, yours is legitimate because you have this old piece of paper with some signatures on it and you call it the Constitution. So we'll have our own Constitution. We'll put some signatures on it. In fact, Sam has posted a link to where we can get some hemp paper. So we're actually going to print it up on, on hemp paper just like they did with
the original documents. Yeah,
like they did with the Constitution. So we'll even have our own hemp paper Constitution. So we'll do kind of the same process. I think the idea is to maybe bring it out to Pork Fest. We were talking a few moments ago about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Have it printed up by then. Bring it out there. Let people read it. If they decide they agree with it, they can sign on to it right then and declare their own personal independence.
So is everybody's signature going to be on this this thing until it's filled up?
Well, clearly there's no way to sign it if you're not at Porkfest. So you still want to allow people that are elsewhere to join the society, because this will be a society without borders. It'll be, you know, you can be in the Shire Society even if you aren't in the Shire proper, as far as within the geographic region of New Hampshire. So I think there will probably be a website. ShireSociety.com points to the Free Keen forum right now. There's a special subforum there. But eventually I'd like to see, you know, a picture of the hemp document up on the site and allow people to essentially sign it electronically. I think that would be an ideal thing to do. And it's not because I think this is going to stop the state or because the state's agents will give a damn about it. It's just about your personal sovereignty. It's about encouraging the idea of people to think of themselves as not part of all that, as separate from it, as, you know, I don't want to participate in your society anymore. And I think it probably means you won't be able to vote in their society anymore. I think that would make the most sense. I think that would make the most sense. Well, I mean, I suppose you can also join their society and be in their society, but if you're voting in their system, then you are playing
their game. They're going to enforce their society on me. To a level that I'm willing to comply
That's
with.
That's true. Then you would be able to justify messing with their system by voting in it. Good point. So, but nonetheless, the idea is to encourage people to start thinking that manner and to actually make a declaration of independence, to actually come out publicly and say, I don't want to be a part of this anymore. And then to whatever level they're comfortable, stop complying with the old society. Whether that means just not filling out the census, whether that means not paying income tax, whether that means going as far as STAR has gone and not paying property tax, whatever level of non-cooperation is most comfortable for you. But at the very least, you don't have to non-cooperate to join the society. At the very least, just declare your own independence and free your mind from the shackles of the idea that you have to be part of the state of fill in the blank. So that's kind of my point there with that. I hope that has explained it a little better.
I've understood it from the beginning.
Okay. Just to make sure you knew that we weren't aping the violent aspects of the governmental society. Just simply imitating their startup portion. And the Constitution will be very, very brief. It will not be some sort of lengthy document. Obviously, the longer it is, the more difficult it would be to get people to agree to something. Plus, the shorter the better, as far as I'm concerned. Keep it simple. The ideas of liberty are not complicated. And so we'll work on that. ShireSociety.com is where you can learn more. Maybe you can help if you want. You can help us out with it. But it's coming around, and I hope that we'll see something within the next few months. 800-259-9231. Maybe down the line we'll have Shire Society IDs and things like that. Shire Society, driver's licenses. Shire Society license plates. We'll go all the way with it. If we get enough people together. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Bring out anything.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button, and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today. Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without
without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, and they include our bulletin board system. You can interact with a whole bunch of people. Over 500,000 posts await you. It's free, bbs.freetalklive.com. The point of information, it is virtually unmoderated, so you don't really know what you're going to encounter. Could be serious discussion, could be something a little unusual. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided with the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Speaking of police, so we've kind of talked about some of the insanity of the police state here tonight. I did finally watch the new video from Flex Your Rights, FlexYourRights.org, 10 Rules for Dealing with the Police. We can talk about that here in a little bit. But let's go to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on?
Good evening.
Whoa. Hey there.
Good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think the notion of creating new societies is utterly ridiculous when we have so many subcultures within our global society, our national societies. We have so many fraternal organizations. It's just sort of redundant and escapist and ridiculous. And
What is ridiculous about the idea of declaring that one does not wish to be a part of the coercive government society and joining a peaceful one?
Well, on the surface, it seems very tame, but I mean, it's virtually impossible to declare yourself a non-participant in the country that you're born in. I mean, unless you want to become a refugee and, you know.
A non-participant in the country. Let's make sure we're using the right terms here. When you say country, do you mean government or do you mean the landmass known as North America and the United States?
I mean the country that we're part of. The country that grants us our legal rights, that grants us our passport, the country that
I don't want to be a part of that country. If you're talking about the political designation known as the United States of America.
There's no way you can get out of it. No one has successfully done that with the exception of rejecting, you know, their citizenship and becoming a refugee.
I'm not telling you that I believe that by declaring that I'm out that they will consider that to be the case. I just think there's something
that's utterly ridiculous. It's just intellectual masturbation, pure and simple.
I think individual sovereignty is a real issue that is very important. Personally, it's very important to me, and I know that a number of people listening like the idea of setting themselves free. Now, clearly, this won't set
you
free.
Who has ever been able to do that?
That's a logical fallacy, Frank, just because it hasn't happened in the
past. No, I'm asking you for historical, for an empirical evidence.
I don't have anything
evidence.
To give you,
give me
Frank.
A case whereby a person has done that successfully.
I don't have anything to give
because
you.
Because no one has ever been able to do it. That's
the Conch Republic,
it's
Frank,
utterly
is,
absurd, my friend.
Frank, hold on a second. Have you heard of the Conch Republic?
Repeat?
Have you heard of the Conch Republic?
The Conch, as in the conch shell?
Yes, sir.
No, I haven't.
Okay. The Conch Republic is Key West. It's Key West, Florida. Some folks down there decided to call themselves the Conch Republic, and they went ahead and they created their own passports and everything.
But that's
and
ridiculous. Key West is a part of the United States.
You can say it's ridiculous if you want, Frank, but they claim, some of them claim that
they... What they
would you
claim.
Listen
Those
for a moment? Would you listen
They're
for a moment?
Citizens of the United
hold
States
on, Frank.
Of the state of Florida.
Maybe
now
they
you
are. Maybe
it's
they are.
Pot real.
Him down. Just
it's
pot
time.
Him down. Pot him down. I'm trying to explain this. He asked me for an example of if it's been done, and I have an example of where it may have been done. This is as close as I can come. Yes, many of these
it
people...
It isn't the greatest example.
Many of these people in Key West are obviously believing they are still part of the United States. However, they did print out their own passports. You can go to the Conch Republic website and order your own. I don't know what they look like or how like they are to a United States passport. But they are Conch Republic passports, even have their own diplomat passport. And they claim, some people claim that they've gone to island countries and successfully used the Conch Republic passport to get in there. So if they can use a Conch Republic passport to get into another country, doesn't that legitimize it in your eyes, Frank, since some other government around the world has allowed it to happen? Go ahead. Frank, did you hang up? He dropped. Yep, 800-259-9231. You know, we can't have a conversation when we're shouting over one another. And I think, Frank, you know by now that because he's somebody who's called the show for a long time. I think Frank knows by now.
I think he adds to the show. I think he's a great caller.
I didn't say he was a bad caller. I said I think Frank knows by now that we're more than happy to have an in-depth conversation on this program, but that requires participation from both sides here. So there was your example, Frank, and I don't think it's ridiculous at all. You, in many ways, Frank is very within
well,
the system.
Well, ridiculous
mindset.
Seems worthy of ridicule, and I think that I think it's on the borderline of something that's worthy of ridicule.
The idea of personal sovereignty and independence is worthy of ridicule.
The declaration of it, yeah, like it's going to be it's on the verge of worthiness of ridicule. Now, I'm not from me. Because I'm of the idea, I'm like this idea, I'm interested.
So then you don't think it's worthy of ridicule?
No. That's my definition. But the question is you're talking about sort of a worthy of ridiculousness or a ridicule on the whole, and I think most people would ridicule it. Look, if you want some other set of rules, go to some other place where they have they don't understand the idea that government may or may
and I think
necessarily
it's ridiculous.
Have to be attached to a landmass. But
I think it's ridiculous to aggress against peaceful people. Okay. I don't care what most people think is ridiculous.
But that's what ridiculous would be defined by.
I don't know about that. Ridiculous is causing or worthy of ridicule or derision, absurd, preposterous, and laughable. So what you find ridiculous is different from what Frank finds ridiculous, is different from what other find
from
ridiculous.
From what the people at the crazy house find ridiculous, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Each individual gets to define what they consider ridiculous. There is no one definition.
So Frank's right then.
Frank, right. But I can still disagree and say Frank is right for Frank. And for me, it's not ridiculous. For me, there's nothing ridiculous at all about declaring oneself independent and pursuing the end goal of personal freedom. Isn't that what we're here for? Isn't that why the three of us in this room made the move 1,000-plus miles up here to New Hampshire?
I'm interested in seeing how it's going to turn out, man. Yeah, absolutely.
Certainly. I think it's a fun idea, definitely.
But isn't that why you moved, for personal freedom?
Absolutely. I'm not sure if...
Did you feel ridiculous when you were getting in your moving van or your car and coming up here?
Oh, no, no. Everybody thought I was.
Yeah, but actually, plenty of my friends have felt that same way. Like, yeah, why are you wasting your time doing that?
You know, I didn't feel it was ridiculous, but plenty of people did. I lost friends over moving this. They just couldn't understand it. They thought I was crazy. They thought I joined a cult. They would introduce me. Oh, this is Chris. He's our friend. He joined a cult. Literally.
And now you're turning into the charismatic leader.
I only have one leader, and that's young William.
Luther is starting to pop up on video. He showed up on a recent what was it called, the organization you were speaking for?
The CRAP.
Yeah, campaign.
Yeah, it was originally the Citizens Resisting the Abuse of Police, I think. But
yeah, right.
I'm planning on changing it to Citizens Respecting the Authority of Police. and just using it as a fun vehicle to kind of point out the absurdity of some of the things that police do.
Cool. I hope you do that, because it was a really great video. People can see that at it's somewhere on Freekeen. I don't know. I guess just look for crap.
I guess it would also be on the Obscured Truth YouTube channel.
I think it might be the Freedom Movement YouTube channel.
Oh, is it?
I think. If it's Meg, then it's if it's Meg's video, then it's up on the Freedom Movement.
Yeah, you can definitely find it. It was about the time that Mike Tyner was arrested for the 420 protest when he brushed past the officer.
I think if you search Freekeen for it, for C period R period period A, you know, like yeah. Essentially the
it's
acronym.
An acronym
for it.
Yeah, and the joke is really that the character I was playing doesn't understand that it spells that out.
But back to being ridiculous, I think that...
I didn't think you'd go too far from it, buddy.
I understand. You know, people look at the Liberty Movement and they say, you guys are crazy!
And you in particular.
Because they think that what's not crazy is doing what they do. And that's fine. You know, go ahead. You know, enjoy your bread and your circuses and keep paying more in taxes. And, you know, I think that's ridiculous. 800-259-9231. But I don't blame anybody for being too scared to do anything about the tyranny they're experiencing.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's your ridiculous host, Ian.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away. Now, if you like the show and you enjoyed this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, learn how to promote us at promote.freetalklive.com. Lots of different ways. You can use our existing flyers. You can even take our graphics and design your own if you want, if you're feeling particularly creative. Also, you can contact your local radio stations. If you don't get Free Talk Live on your local talk stations, and most of you listening, if you're listening on the internet, you probably don't. But you can. All you have to do is ask them real nice. Head on over to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a whole list of things you can do to help out Free Talk Live to get the message of freedom out as far and as wide as possible. As we continue here with your phone calls about what you want, Mike is in California. You're on with Ian, Luther, and Mark on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike. Mike in
Hello?
California. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. I guess I wanted to discuss, like, the, possible avenues to, like, go through the system that we already have to get to volunteerism. Like, do you guys see any prospect for that, or?
I think that there's some prospect possibly here in New Hampshire. I mean, if you get enough people together, the system certainly does respond to numbers to some extent, and we're starting to see a significant amount of people make the move. I mean, I say significant, I mean from my perspective as far as seeing activism in the past, on the scale of things, we still need a lot more people to come here and get active. But I think so, and I think, Mark, you would say there's some possibility in the political system, right?
I don't know what I don't know about voluntarism or anything like that. The reason I moved for the Free State Project was with the hope of seeing government shrink to some extent, because
right,
the only time I've ever seen it do anything is grow.
If you're going to get to the voluntary society, you have to shrink the government first, don't you think?
I don't know if the world's ready for the voluntary society.
Well, right. That's why you'd have to get them ready for the
right.
idea of small government first. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems to me that just as it's grown slowly over time, so that nobody, not like if it grew at once like this overnight, say from 1787
to full-blown tyranny today,
it would be outrageous, you know, that nobody would have stood for that. But easing it in slowly like that over time made it really simple to do, and I think you just have to kind of reverse that process and go back, you know, ease it down.
But, Mike, I don't see that being possible in California where you're calling from.
Oh, no, definitely. That's why I'm trying to sell my house right now, and I'm trying to be out there probably within a month or so.
Oh, cool. Now, what's it like? I mean, if people have been asking, I had a guy from Texas saying, well, you know, what's the cost of living like up there? For me, it went up because down in Florida, my property taxes were nowhere near as expensive as they are here on a house that was similarly valued. And
California's property taxes aren't that bad either.
Right, but the properties themselves.
Oh, I don't own my home, so I have a lease option. I haven't exercised it yet, so I don't cover the taxes.
So I was just talking in general. I think a lot of people have had a drop in cost of living from coming to certain places like California up here to New Hampshire. I mean, the economy here is the best in the Northeast. It's not quite the best in the entire country. But it's not all about what the best economy is. It's all about being around the best
people as far as I'm concerned.
New Hampshire is superlative on many of the lists out there because it tends to be freer than most places. But, you know, there's a lot of work to be done.
Absolutely.
And the only it's the only chance of that work really getting being done because most states are too large geographically or too large population-wise or both to get any of those things done.
Where are you at in California?
Do what?
Where are you in California?
McKinleyville.
I don't know where that is. Is it like a little town?
A little middle of nowhere up in Humboldt County.
Northern California? In the aspiring state of Jefferson.
Right, yeah, not so much, though.
Wait, now this is the secession movement in California, Mark?
Well, this is a state secession. You know, California is hoping a portion of Northern California, Humboldt County included, and Southern Oregon are hoping to secede into one state, not
the
secede from
state.
The Union,
gotcha.
But just to be a state. And
so they want to secede from California and Oregon, basically, and create their own
and,
state.
You know, Northern California is treated terribly by Southern California.
But that's not exciting enough for you, huh, Mike? I mean, have you looked into that movement?
I've looked into it, but, I mean, with the convergence you guys have out there in New Hampshire and, like, with the Constitution, with, like, I mean, really, you've got, like, a really good split, like, with the ideology there where you have, like, it seems like the western half of the state is, like, you know, pretty, like, you know, individualist or, you know, paleoconservative, and then you have, like, some pretty venomous, like, union people whatnot on the right or on the, you know, the East Coast. But, like, it just seems like it's going to be one of those places where it's like when the dialectic of like domination or whatever that like kind of pervades the right and left. Once that dissipates, like it looks like you guys are going to unify into like a really, you know, cohesive block of like, I don't know, I guess classical liberal Democrats and like, you know, libertarianist, you know, Republicans.
I don't know what all the labels necessarily mean in that context, but I do know that the most liberty minded people I've ever encountered are here. And
yeah,
more,
that's definitely what I'm saying.
Right, and more are coming. I mean, on the western side of the state, in the Keene area, which is where we're doing the show from, there are a lot of so-called liberals. But a liberal in New Hampshire is different from a liberal in California. And so, I mean, again, using those terms in many ways doesn't really accurately describe people. But nonetheless, it's just great to have liberty-minded people coming together. And the only thing I wish for is that people would come sooner rather than later, just because, you know, I'm selfish and I want it to happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I realize these things take time, and it takes time to wrap up the loose ends and to tie up the strings.
And that's months and months.
Yeah, yeah, sure, sure. So what else do you want to share tonight? Anything else on your mind tonight, Mike?
Yeah, I guess. I was wondering, like, do you think there would be, like, any possibility for trying to get, like, the legislature to pass a provision so that the people could, like, you know, use the initiative only in a negative process to, like, veto, you know, say, repeal laws they don't agree with or taxes or programs or stuff like that?
To because use, I'm sure like, that, a ballot like, initiative, you mean?
Well, but only in the sense of it being, like, a negating...
I don't know if they have those here in New Hampshire. I don't believe...
I haven't seen
them.
They
have them in
now.
Maine. I don't know if they...
I don't think so.
Yeah, but they couldn't pass it through the legislature to create like a mechanism of like popular negation.
Presumably, presumably you can do whatever you want if you get enough support in the legislature. But if you've got that many people in the legislature, you might as well just roll back the state, right?
Well, but I mean, it's also getting like the popular mindset because I mean, the politicians that plug themselves into the consent of the people and like sell themselves to them don't always have the same mindset of the people like Democrats who wanted to see NAFTA roll back. You know,
I would
And that, like, you know, a lot of these laws and stuff, like, I mean, you know, the legislature can pass a law and it can remain a mistake for decades upon decades and never get it really turned around. And
there
could be the popular sentiment to repeal it at that time.
And, I see like, what you're saying, and I think it's a fine idea, the idea being instead of relying on the legislators to...
2 years after you move, you can run,
and
then you can put that in, enter it in as a bill.
That's what I was going
to
suggest.
Definitely. I was trying to move out there just so, you know, try and get on a budget committee and, you know, do whatever I could to help any, you know, activists.
In fact, from a political perspective, there's a lot of opportunity in New Hampshire. You can go to freestateproject.org, as you probably already have, as your participant in the Free State Project. But you, the listener, can go to freestateproject.org. There's 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. There's a whole section in there on political reasons. It's the third largest so-called representative body in the Western world. So the districts are very small. The amount of population in each district is very small. So running campaigns can be done on a low, small budget. It makes it much more possible to win those elections.
Yeah, usually districts are 2,000, 3,000 people.
Depending, I mean, there's just not a lot.
You can knock the doors in your during your campaign if you're running for office.
Yeah, so there's some real possibility there. Plus, as you mentioned, Mark, it takes 2 years to run for state rep. Once you've lived here for 2 years, you can do that. But you can show up the day of. You can show up and register to vote if that's what you want to do, and you want to do politics. You can jump into a city council election your first year. You don't even have to be here 2 days before you can file for that office. So if you have political aspirations, you can jump with both feet right in as quickly as you like. And because of the low population, there's just not a lot of in some cases, there's not a lot of competition. In some cases, they'll only have just enough people that they need to run for an office to where there's not even a competition. Recently, on a school board election out here, there was a notice on the radio the day of the last day of the filing period that basically said for 3 seats, only one person has filed. So by the end of the day, they managed to have 3 people file for the election, but there was nobody else competing in that election. So in many cases, a lot of the smaller local offices are completely unopposed.
Yeah.
I mean,
many offices in my town get run for write-in campaign.
Yeah, it's not hard to get your name out there, and it's not hard to get attention, because if you've only got 2 candidates in the election, they're going to pay you attention. And it's a great way, even if you don't win, to get the ideas of freedom out there. That's one of the things that I support in the political process, is the fact that people pay attention to it. Even though I think it's corrupt and I think that it's an inefficient way to spend money, I still think that it's something, because luckily you don't have to spend that much up here in New Hampshire, so it's much more within grasp. And you can be a big fish in a small pond, too. I mean, you're talking about out here in Keene, there are 25,000 people living here. And it's not a big population. I mean,
no.
You can swim with the big fish, no problem, if that's something that turns you on. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Of course, also there's the civil disobedience and non-cooperation and the media that's being created.
And plenty of people doing things with the court system, too.
That's kind of just getting rolling as well. There's a lot of ground floor opportunity here. More coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.